Your host, and joining us now live in the studio is our friend Robert Lyons from the Downtown Upstate Festival, which is happening the 7th through the 22nd. Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2. Ankrum Center for the Arts and the Stissing Center for the Arts and Culture. And joining us in the studio is Robert Lyons. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm happy to be here. I'm a big fan of the radio station.
No kidding.
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Where are you from?
I'm from New York City.
Come close.
New York City.
Nice. And you're a fan of the station you listen in the city or up here?
Up here. We have a place in Pine Plains.
Ah, I get it. So you're our neighbor.
You are. I am, yes. I listen to Dick Herman's Women of Notes, Nightshade, and all the good ones.
All right, you passed the test. Well, we're very grateful to have you here in the studio. And Robert, tell us what's going on with the Downtown Upstate Festival. We're excited about it. It's the first annual festival bringing the best of New York City downtown theater artists to the Hudson Valley. And what's going on? You have three different shows, Robert?
That's right. So the festival is 3 weeks long, three different shows over three consecutive weekends at the two different venues. So the first two shows are at Ankrum, and the final show is at Stissing Center.
Now, what are you bringing us from downtown?
Well, I'm just a little history. I ran a theater in downtown Manhattan for 30 years, and I just wound that down last year.
Huh.
And so this is kind of my scaled back follow-up to that 30 years. But so this is what I've been doing, is producing and developing.
So
and
how presenting. Come you packed it all up after that many years?
I thought 30 was a nice round number.
Okay.
And good.
So you went out on top.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We like that.
We did.
And did you do a lot of productions, a lot of different productions?
Yeah, over 30 years, we did thousands of productions.
It wasn't one long run of one thing?
No. but just to connect it, so these two, there are three shows, and the two artists, the first show is La Musica Douzienne by Marguerite Duras, and that company is Blessed Unrest. And they were a company that was in residency with us. We had developed work. I'm a big fan of their work. I've known them a long time.
How would you describe the performance?
It's a two character performance. It's very French. It's about two former lovers who run into each other and hash out their history. It's very emotionally charged, and it's riveting. It's two great performances. Yeah, and I saw it in New York, and I thought, well, this would be a good fit up here.
Mm. So in your work that you've done before, have you met a lot of important people in acting that you've kept in touch with?
Well, I would say we tended to be more director or writer driven. So there's people like some of the people we worked with. Alex Timbers is on Broadway with Moulin Rouge. Mm. Rachel Chafkin is on Broadway with Haiti. So, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, when you're around that long, you get to know a lot of people.
So did you invite these folks? Did you curate this Downtown Upstate Festival and invite folks to come up?
I did.
And how long did that take?
Oh, well, I would say the last 6 months or so, something
wow.
like that.
Wow, so you've been working on this for quite some time.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and then and then you have to get the people. Just to go through the shows, if
yes,
I can.
Yes,
yeah.
So after the French first one.
La Musique Douzienne.
Yes.
By Blessed Unrest. The third show is David Greenspan.
What about the second?
Well, the second show is mine, so I was going to double back. But
okay, the third show, we'll go there.
Yeah, so it's called Plays. It's a text by Gertrude Stein, and it's performed by David Greenspan. And David is another person I've known for more than 20 years.
Wow.
We've worked together in the space. He is a downtown icon. He's a six-time Obie Award winning performer, writer.
Yeah.
And he's just fantastic. So
wow.
He's doing that as a solo piece.
And what's that about?
Well, that's Gertrude Stein's meditation on life, theater, her work. Mm. But in her very Gertrude Stein way, which is very indirect and poetic. And
so you have to kind of search for a little meaning here and there.
Yeah, well, and that's what's so great about what David does, though, is he threads it all together so beautifully. And
we love that.
It's funny and it's smart and it's very beautifully done.
So the second...
So the second show,
downtown upstate shows, is
called Puzzling Evidence, and I'm the writer director on that one. I also have been a writer director all these 30 years, as well as running the company. So that's kind of my main.
They symbiotically help each other out, being the writer and the director?
I love to direct my own things for sure,
because you wrote it and you kind of have the idea of what you want to see.
Yes, that's true. But that said, I also have had other people direct my work, and that's also a different kind of revelation and a different kind of collaboration
that
I also love.
So do people see the work that you write in a different light than you did and kind of makes think about it differently?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh. That's really cool.
And it's a real pleasure when that happens.
Yeah, that's very zen, because it comes back around and you're being taught,
which
is cool.
That's right.
Well, Robert Lyons is joining us from the Downtown Upstate Festival. Why don't you tell the folks about the venues that it's at, the Ankrum Center for the Arts and the Stissing Center?
Sure. Well, one of the concepts here was to have more than one venue, so kind of proof of concept that we could activate maybe a network of spaces up here and make it a destination, for companies in Lower Manhattan to come to. So that was important, to have two venues.
That's very cool.
Ankrum Center is, I don't know, I think they've been here about 10 years there. It's run by two great guys. They bring a lot of great work up here. They also do outreach into the schools, and they've really anchored themselves in the community and maintain connections to New York artists as well. So that was a natural fit. I didn't really know them in New York, but I knew of them and they knew us. And so when we came up here, I started going to see shows there and reached out and developed this relationship. Stissing Center is a relatively new, I think they're like 2 years. They just renovated a beautiful building in the center of town, and they're like 2 years into their programming. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to know them. They have a play reading series. I've done a couple of my plays in that series.
Written and read them then?
Did I perform them myself? No, I wrote and directed those readings. but all cast with local actors as part of the pleasure of being up here.
So when it comes to auditioning, is it a tough process, or do you know immediately like who's the part?
It's not really, it's not like in the city where there's a big serious auditioning thing. This was all inviting people, who I think would be good.
Cool.
A lot of not professional actors, but
very talented. To local folks and local actors, how do you weed through them?
Just by being around, you kind of get to know people and see people on stage, and
you kind of have an idea like that would be good with this, and that would work with this.
I direct something that's called the Pine Plain Cemetery Tour, which is people walk through the cemetery and characters who are buried there get up and give a little monologue about their life story. And we've been doing that. My wife, Lenore Champagne, has been doing that for a while, and I took it over. She handed it off, I should say. But I got to know a lot of the local actors through that process. So there's kind of a informal ensemble of people that we use a lot in different ways. I would like to just throw that out there. The other component of this festival is a solo performance workshop that Lenore Champagne is running. She's a renowned solo performance artist. It's free. It takes place the next two Wednesdays. From 4 to 6, and if people are interested in that, they should go to the website and reach out and
contact it takes me. A lot of discipline and a lot of work to be a solo performer.
It sure does. Yeah. It's a lot. It's all you.
And especially writing and then performing the work must be super challenging. You have no one to bounce anything off or to say, hey, you really did that great. Or why don't you try this next time?
You usually bring somebody to be like eyes in the room.
Oh, you do.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you're not just doing it all by yourself. You know, there might be a director or at least friends that come in and give you feedback.
Cool. So at least, yeah, you get the feedback. You can either improve or tone down the performance, depending on what you need. But what a treat to have you here, Robert. And what a pleasure for us to be able to have such cool events happening very close by in the Ankrum Center for the Arts and the Stissing Center for the Arts and Culture. The Downtown Upstate Festival is running the 7th through the 22nd. So don't miss out. And is there anything going on in the middle of the week or just weekend performances?
It's the weekend performances and then the workshop on the Wednesdays. Gotcha. The solo performance. Yeah.
And how do you sign up for the workshop?
If you go to my website, robertclyons.com, there's a way to sign up through that.
Okay. Website. Well, very good. And all the best to the Downtown Upstate Festival. And we're looking forward to this series of great performances from artists from New York City. Robert has chosen these performances, and he believes that you're going to enjoy them.
I'm sure you will. You know, they're driving up right now and loading into the theater as we're speaking. So it's getting very exciting right now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, all the stagehands and the direction, lighting, everything that goes on, sets, it's all happening. And that's an exciting time in the theater itself and an exciting time for you as the director. So all the best to you and to all the actors and to all the performances. Break a leg.
Great. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and we will be right back after these very important messages.